After Doug Jones' victory in Alabama, Democrats are targeting other deep red states in next year's midterms. Texas is one of them, and for the first time in decades, each of Texas's 36 congressional districts will have a Democrat in the race. Here's more from Ashley Lopez from member station KUT.
In front of a small crowd of supporters in Austin, Lupe Valdez filed paperwork with the Texas Secretary of State's office last week. She's the Dallas County Sheriff, and she filed to run for Texas governor as a Democrat.
Congratulations, you're filed for the office of governor.
This is a big change from last year, when Democrats didn't run any candidate in some races, including 8 for Congress. Now many Democrats are running for the first time, and in seats they don't typically have a shot at.
We've recruited more candidates for Congress, House, and Senate than in any time in modern history.
That's Manny Garcia with the Texas Democratic Party. Like a lot of Democrats across the country, Garcia says Texas Democrats are responding to growing frustration with the Trump administration.
So I think what we're seeing is that in every single corner of the state, there's a tremendous amount of energy. Folks are marching, folks are organizing, and now folks are running for office. And that's really the start of what we can do to build a wave here in Texas as well.
To flip Congress, Democrats would need to win at least 24 seats in the U.S. House currently held by Republicans. Here in Texas, Garcia thinks Democrats can win 4 of them. The party has its eye on 3 seats in particular that were won by Hillary Clinton last year. But flipping those seats won't be easy, says Republican strategist Brendan Steinhauser.
I think most Republicans would say that we're still probably not going to lose any incumbents this cycle.
Steinhauser says those 3 districts are still pretty safe for Republicans. And he says Texas is still a staunchly conservative state.
I don't see that changing too much in this next election cycle, but I do look to see the Democratic turnout to be higher than it probably ever has been in a midterm election in Texas.
Steinhauser says history is on the Democrat side, too. The opposition party typically has an edge in midterm elections. Texas Democrats say if their voters do turn out in droves next year, for the first time in a long time, they will at least all have a Democrat to vote for on their ballot. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.